Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Vino 100 in White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents Raise a Glass, a wine tasting event to benefit the Child Care Council of Westchester. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host for the night. My co-host Laura Smith will be joining us a little bit later, my good friend, and the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. We want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, mixmaster Matt. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We want to have you follow us. You can find us at Shark Creative. Well, it is a pleasure to be back here once again. Yes, it is Raise a Glass, and as we said earlier, this is a wine tasting benefit for the Child Care Council of Westchester as a portion of the proceeds benefit this fine organization. And we have with us as our very first guest a good friend of ours. He's the president of the council, Craig Ruoff. Craig, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, for those of you who may not be familiar with this event, we were here last year. We had a wonderful time, and they're expecting, I think, about 75 people to come out. And again, a portion of the proceeds goes to benefit your council. Early child care is really critical to a child's development, is it not?
Yes. And that's pretty much, as far as my role in the organization, is it's crucial for children to get quality child care and quality education at an early age. If they don't get it between, and I should have these stats down pat, but it's either between birth and 5 or birth and 8, they will never be able to develop to their full potential. And it's horrible. It's a crime. So our goal and a big part of what we do is trying to find ways to help people find affordable, quality early education and childcare for their kids. And I've been on the board for easily a dozen years. I've been president of the board for 2 years, and I still couldn't begin to tell you everything we do. Kathy Hallis is the executive director, and that's she right. is a rock star. We do so much, everything from lobbying to helping parents find childcare, to helping childcare centers get their training, to running seminars, to train the people that work at the childcare centers. Collecting books for children at the child care centers. It goes on and on and on. We work very hard to provide grants for people that can't afford to send their children to child care. It trickles up, and I don't want to talk all day. I'm sure you've got questions for me, but I'll give one more piece. And this was something that, you know, I'd been involved for a number of years, and it hadn't occurred to me that we have parents that are well-educated, talented parents who could be in the workforce but aren't because they have a child and they can't find affordable, quality child care and education programs for their children. So they stay home.
Yeah.
So these are people that we're missing from our workforce that we could have in our workforce.
It's stressful enough for any parent to raise a child, let alone a two-parent family, but that's where your organization comes in. You help ease a lot of that stress. You're something that those people can lean on to help their child, right?
We do our best.
Yes. And because, again, there's a great need for this kind of child care, is it not?
There's a great need. We've been really pushing hard to get the word out there. We've had a lot of help. The Business Council of Westchester has gotten actively involved in helping us promote our message, which is great. It's a wonderful organization. It's actually because of them that I'm involved with the Child Care Council. Were it not for Marsha Gordon 12 to 13 years ago, basically asking me if I was interested in joining the board, knowing that I was a sucker for all things kids, I would never have known about it or joined the board. Since then, hopefully many more people know who we are and what we do and come to events like this to help fund us.
Well, we're certainly doing what we can to help you out in any way we can to get the word out. Really, the public and private sector kind of banding together to help these kids, right?
Yeah, we are always reaching out to major corporations. Major corporations are often the ones that can benefit the most. Obviously, the more employees you have, the more parents you have, the more children they have that they need to find care for. But we work with small companies as well. We try to interact with businesses. And we've had a lot of support from the county government. The new county regime has been very helpful. The county executive seems to be on board, or I shouldn't say seems to be, is on board with our mission. It's an important mission. He gets it, and that's wonderful.
Now, this is not your biggest fundraiser, but it certainly is key to your helping the kids. But there's another event coming up pretty soon.
We have another event coming up in May, and that's our annual awards breakfast. And then we have another event coming up in October, which is our 50th anniversary, and it's our first evening event. So we're looking forward to it, more of an evening cocktail party gala. We're not calling it a gala, but it'll be our evening event. And we're offering all sorts of different levels of sponsorships. We've decided that it would be prudent, since we're having two major events in somewhat close proximity, to offer packages so people can do sponsorships and get involved in both the awards breakfast and the 50th anniversary. And you get a little more bang for your buck as far as where you're promoted. I was sending out an email today to friends and family and colleagues saying that it's a wonderful opportunity to advertise, because by putting your promotions in there and getting your name out there, you are being seen by a lot of people. Our events are well attended. So you're getting a good bang for your buck as far as marketing and advertising. But then coming to the events, we get a wonderful turnout of interesting people. So it becomes a networking opportunity as well.
If any parent is listening to this, Craig, and wants more information about the Child Care Council, where can they contact you?
They should reach out to us. They can Google us online, the Child Care Council of Westchester. The website will come right up. Our numbers are there. There's a tremendous amount of information on the website. We were fortunate that we've got a very well redesigned new website, and I encourage people to visit it to learn more, and then to call the council. And we have a wonderful staff. And I mean, we would be nothing but for our staff. They are everything. We're the board. We kind of help, you know, where we can. They're the staff. They run the council. So they're the ones that can do the most help.
Well, Craig, it's always good to talk to you. We're really looking forward to that breakfast coming up on May 18th. Enjoyed it last year. Looking forward to it again. And we appreciate you coming on and have some fun tonight.
Thanks, Jim. And thanks, Matt.
We appreciate it. Craig Ruoff, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Child Care Council of Westchester. They're the beneficiaries of tonight's wine tasting. It's called Raise a Glass here at Vino 100 in White Plains. They're located at 171 Amerenek Avenue, and this will be going on until early this evening. So come on and stop by. It's for a very worthy cause. My name is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for the short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live tonight from Vino 100 in White Plains, a great, great wine store. And tonight, we are also here for a very, very special cause you'll hear about in a moment with the Child Care Council of Westchester. First, I'd like to say that we are produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. So tonight is the Raise a Glass at Vino 100, this wine store, and the proceeds are going to something very special, the Child Care Council of Westchester. And we have someone also who's special to the Child Care Council. It's Jeff Samuelson. He's one of the directors, and we're so happy to have you here tonight. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for being here yourselves.
How long have you been a director?
I've been on the board about 10 years now, maybe 11 years.
Wow. So why did you get involved? I'm always interested in people that really take the step to become uber involved with a cause like the Child Care Council.
Well, before joining the board, I had been serving on a school board for 6 years and had developed a pretty good understanding of the importance of children entering into the public system at par with each other. Mm-hmm. And that the downside is when they are not at par, that it's hard for them to make up a gap. It also has an effect on the learning of the other kids in the class. Mm-hmm. And when I learned about the mission of the Child Care Council, it seemed like it was something I very much wanted to be part of, and so I joined it.
Wonderful. And so, in your words, what is the mission of the Child Care Council?
Well, the mission, as I would express it, is to ensure that every child in Westchester County has access to a quality early childhood education. And I'm really focused in on the years 0 to 5.
Okay.
And that's a time when I think science has told us maximal brain development occurs in a child.
I would have thought, just as a layperson, that most children are in daycare now, or preschool, or some type of even home care, you know, with other children. Is that not really the reality?
Well, I think that parents need to find a place to place their child so they can work. Where they place that child, though, can vary broadly. You mentioned it could be with a family member, it could be a nanny, it could be in a child care center. In my case, my granddaughter is now in a child care center. She's 11 weeks. The problem is that there's wide variation in the quality of what goes on in those centers. What you want to be for your child, for your grandchild, is that they're in a place where the teachers know what playful learning is and can help that youngster develop social skills, emotional skills, intellectual skills, physical skills, starting when they are only 11 weeks old. That doesn't happen easily. It requires people who have the training. And too often, the parents are satisfied with simply placing a child where they know the child will be safe. Mm-hmm. And certainly safety is crucial. But there's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the Child Care Council promotes is educating parents as to why that's important. The council also can help parents find child care. There's lots of questions a parent should be asking a prospective child care provider. We can help them know the questions to ask, and we can help them to know what answers make good sense.
Right. And I know for a lot of young parents, and especially single parents, I was a single parent myself, I know that sometimes the need is often just financial. Now, how does the Child Care Council step in when something like that is happening? How do they help the community and these children and the parents of the children? Is there any kind of financial support, or do you just lead them in the right direction to find the best place for their child?
Well, first of all, leading them in the right direction is an important thing. But to your question, the Child Care Council approaches making child care affordable in two fundamental ways. The first is we advocate for the county and the state to provide better funding through subsidizations for parents. In years past, as little as 15% of the cost of child care was paid by the parents. Over the last 7 or 8 years, that number went up to 27%, so the burden became more increased. We've been advocating to keep that as low as we possibly can. We've also been advocating for the state to provide funding to help reduce the parent copay. And this federal budget that just was passed has a great deal of money in it, much of which will go to the states and to help parents handle the cost of childcare. The other approach that we have is we do offer scholarships, where we raise money through our contacts, many of whom are here tonight, mm-hmm. And we have a process to encourage parents who think they need financial support mm-hmm. to come to us, fill out an application, and then we can provide some of them a subsidy, a scholarship.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we usually get maybe 100 to 150 people who are requesting. And if we're lucky, maybe we can help 10 to 15 of them. So we have a long way to go to really satisfy the need, but it's something we can do, and we continue our fundraising in order to help get more scholarships.
What is your greatest goal in that way? What would you, in your dream scenario?
In years past, if you go back, let's say, 10 years, through the funding we got from the county, we were able to get upwards of 200 to 250 scholarships, averaging $3,000 or $4,000 per scholarship. So if your question to me is what's your goal, I would like to get back to that level.
Okay, wonderful. And then is that affiliated with the public school system or is it something completely different?
Well, this is something that is in parallel to the school system. The child care centers that are dealing with kids who are 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4, they are they know and are connected to the local public schools that their children will go to. They try to understand what the requirements are from the public schools so that they're doing the right job preparing the kids. On the other hand, we work with the districts to make sure they understand what they should be thinking about and making sure that the requirements they place on the child care providers are consistent with what the child care providers can do. They're dealing with playful learning. They're not trying to teach ABCs. Mm-hmm. And so in there, there's room for discussion, and we foster that discussion.
And that's wonderful.
Thank you.
It's a great service to the community, for sure.
Thank you.
Jeff Samuelson, the director, one of the directors,
one
many
of the
directors of the Child Care Council of Westchester. Thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's a great education. And coming up, don't forget that there is going to be a wonderful an awards breakfast. That's going to be on the 18th of May. It's called Within Reach. And, of course, you can go to their website, childcarewestchester.org, to find out more information. And, of course, come on down here to Vino 100 tonight. Get yourself a glass of wine. And proceeds go towards the Child Care Council of Westchester. Wonderful stuff. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back with more.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are live tonight at Vino 100. What a great place to get a glass of wine. But tonight, for a really, really good cause. This is for the Child Care Council of Westchester tonight, and also just a great networking experience. A lot of people here from the Child Care Council of Westchester, but we are being made possible tonight by Shark Creative and also Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Salem Golf Club, and Michael Labriola Incorporated. So I have Amy Fallon here. She's been working the room already, and she's the assembly person here in Westchester. A lot of districts, too many to count, but thank you so much. Why are you drawn to being here tonight?
Well, the Child Care Council of Westchester does such important work for our community and for the entire county in promoting child care, understanding its needs, coordinating, doing training. They are really essential. They are essential for child care and for parents in our county who need that service.
And I know that some of the directors, they actually lobby and they go, you know, in front of, you know, the government to try to make sure that people are well aware of what's going on. I'll be honest, I didn't realize that there was, you know, such a gap. I just assumed everybody was sending their kids to preschool these days and, you know, or daycare, and it was just kind of a done deal, an easy thing. But apparently there's a much
greater need. It's very expensive. And for most families, it's unaffordable. So how do you balance where your child goes? You know, you want to make sure that they have good care. It's very important for young people, for you know, from the ages of infancy through to preschool, that, you know, they have the appropriate child care, because learning starts from birth. And you want to be sure that every child has all opportunity. And without good child care, they don't.
Right. So, obviously, there's a financial need. And we were talking before with one of the directors who was saying that, you know, their goal is to be able to get a lot of scholarships for a lot of people. But there's thousands and thousands of people who can't afford it. So how can the Child Care Council step in? And what would you, as an assemblywoman, what would you be able to do to kind of bring more awareness to the public and to maybe get dollars allocated towards that?
There's no one that has worked that doesn't know the essential need of childcare. Who, if you have children and you're working and you have to provide for those children, you know how hard it is. So what I would say, you know, well, how I see my job is to make sure that government is participating, that government understands it, that government is right there trying to ensure that parents have good quality childcare, that we have standards, that we provide funding for parents who can't afford it so that everybody can do the best they can for their families and for their kids.
We're only 20 miles from New York City, where it's basically now there's, didn't they sort of in this sort of preschool for everybody kind of thing in the past year or two?
Right, and we're trying to ensure that for the rest of the state.
I was wondering, yes.
Yeah, we're working hard to do that. We've provided $40 million for the rest of the state. It's not enough. Okay. There's a lot of communities that want to expand their pre-K, and we need to make sure the dollars are there for them to do that where they can't afford to, you know, where the parents can't afford to send them to private pre-K. But it even starts earlier, and that's what this agency is about. It's recognizing that learning begins very early and that we need to have quality childcare for parents who want to put their kids in those systems from birth.
From birth. Wow. You know, I remember back in our day, it was just, you know, you went to school and it was kindergarten. Before that, you were home with mom, and that's just the way it was. But times are completely different
now. You
know,
you should be able to work if you want outside the home, and you should know that your children are well taken care of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being a part of that and bringing awareness and also doing all you can.
And thank you for being a part of it tonight.
Yes.
So we're all doing good by supporting this group.
Thank you. Amy Paulin, assemblyperson here for many of the districts in Westchester County. Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you.
And I'm Laura Smith. We've got this great event going on here at Vino 100. If you like wine and you love children, this is the perfect place for you to be, because the proceeds from tonight's wine tasting, which is called Raise a Glass, are going to the Child Care Council of Westchester. Really good cause. So coming up, we've got more with all the people that are really fundamental to this organization and really to our children here in Westchester. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and welcome to Vino 100, where we are raising a glass tonight. It's actually a wonderful fundraiser for the Child Care Council of Westchester, and we're going to tell you all about that in a moment. First, I'd like to tell you that we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. My great pleasure, privilege also, is to be sitting here with, right now, the Executive Director of the Child Care Council of Westchester, Kathy Hallis. That's a very big hat for a very wonderful organization. Mm. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're too kind. It's our pleasure.
Well, we've been talking to some other directors, board of directors, and the Assemblywoman also is here, Amy Paulin. But you are the executive director. You really oversee everything that's going on with this incredible that I'm learning more and more about. And we are so lucky in Westchester to have a resource such as the Child Care Council. What are your goals? What is going on right now that you really are focusing on and would like the public to know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the major thing is that we know from our own experience and from research that the years in a child's life from birth to five are critical. It's the best opportunity to really launch a child successfully in school and life. And part of that launch requires kids to have access to high-quality early care and education. So that's what we're about.
And how is that going?
Well, I would say that we are experiencing, you know, steady growth. But, you know, I am never satisfied because we really want all kids to have ready access to high quality programs. And we're not there yet. Okay. There's work to do.
How do you really get the word out? Let's just say there's, and you know, the rate of single parenthood is really, I was mm-hmm. a single parent, and I know that now it's so much more than we ever thought that it would be. How do you get the word out to some of these young women who mm-hmm. are raising these kids on their own, and they're dealing with financial issues, mm-hmm. language issues? There's sure. just so many different scenarios. Mm-hmm. How are you reaching them? How can they find you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our strategy is multifaceted because just about everybody, regardless of where they live or what their income is, has struggles, frankly, and we hear that all the time. So this kind of a broadcast certainly helps us reach, you know, certain parts of, the folks that we're trying to reach. But we also do a lot of other community events. We do a massive amount of social media, which didn't exist, a while ago. We partner with just about everybody else who's working with parents. And this past year, we've really tried to emphasize and strengthen our relationship with employers, because employers can be a wonderful, wonderful vehicle for parents to find out more about, what it is we offer.
So somebody would basically, I guess an employer would see somebody who might be dealing with childcare issues and yes. getting to work and all the things that they deal with, and then suggest, mm-hmm. by the way, have you heard of the childcare?
Exactly. And actually, we're happy to work very closely with an employer so that, depending on the size, there could be material about our services that they give to new employees or that they make regularly available. They could put a link to our website on if they have an internal website. If they have any kind of wellness activities, we'll come on site. There are many, many ways in which we can help, and we're happy to do that. And it's all free. We're really just here to help employers and help working parents.
That's really incredible. And you said it'll never quite be enough. As the executive director, you always are striving for perfection. But what are some of the wonderful things that you feel that you've been able to accomplish in the last year or so?
Sure. I know, I do tend to see the glasses, half empty sometimes, and perhaps I shouldn't do that because, we have a great team at the council and we do some wonderful, wonderful work. So, for example, we have several people that go out and work for a period of time in childcare centers and after school programs, and they assist the staff who are there with maybe, kind of improving the quality of what they're bringing to the children. We have an early literacy program that we do in any number of settings where we bring books in and we help the staff understand maybe how to encourage very, very young children to be excited about books and to bring the books home to encourage family reading time. Mm-hmm. These days, parents are so busy and everybody is, hustling around. It's great for a family to take a few moments and just pull a book out. So, we try to facilitate that. Mm-hmm. We connect people who run childcare businesses in their own homes with a nutrition program. So that improves the, nutritional value of the food that they are serving mm-hmm. to kids. We talk to thousands of parents every year and guide them. We don't tell anybody what to do. We think that parents are the best, resource for their children. But we can guide them perhaps in their childcare decision-making process, so we do that. We do a lot of advocacy work, and we were able to work with some of the county legislators this past year and get an additional $1.6 million of childcare funding in the Westchester County budget, mm-hmm. which was, nothing short of miraculous. And about 2 weeks ago, the federal budget was passed, with the single largest increase for childcare funding probably ever.
Wow.
Due in large part to the efforts and leadership of Congresswoman Nita Lowey. I can't tell you enough about her.
Uh-huh.
That money, the federal budget is going to bring about $106 million of new childcare dollars to the state of New York. And that means that there are kids right now who are eligible for childcare financial assistance who haven't been getting it, mm-hmm. who will get it. So we feel, elated about that.
Now, when they get it, where are you placing them? Are they placed in government-run facilities, or are these just in private enterprises?
Mm-hmm. So we don't actually place anybody. But we have a database that has information on about 750 regulated childcare and after-school businesses in Westchester. So if you were a new parent and you moved to Tuckahoe, you might call us up and say, I just moved to Tuckahoe. I have to get to work in a week. I have a three-year-old. What do I do? And our counselors, who were very experienced and wonderful people, would take you through a series of questions to try to get at what's important to you. And hopefully, you know, and sometimes, frankly, people don't really know what is out there, what to look for. So by the end of our conversation, you should have a much better idea about what the options are and how to find them.
That's exciting.
So that, yeah, so that's how that would
work.
That's
an amazing resource. How long do you think it would be before Westchester will see, like New York City, sort of universal preschool? Is that a goal of the Child Care Council of Westchester? Is that something that you think would be beneficial?
I do.
And does it work,
yes.
Actually?
Yes, it can work. It does work. It takes, I think, a lot of planning. There is an additional amount for pre-K in the state budget that was passed a short time ago. I think it's $25 million. Mm-hmm. I could be off, you know, but $5 million here or there, but I think it's $25 million. And that money is for places outside New York City. School districts will be able to apply for it. And if you were trying to get universal pre-K in every single school district throughout the state, I don't know what the price tag would be. It would be a lot more than an additional $25 million. Mm-hmm. But there are, I think, 13 school districts in Westchester that do have a pre-K program. I'm sure many of them will want to, you know, expand it. So we're very happy about that.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for all that you do on behalf of this wonderful organization that really, maybe not everybody knows that it's actually working behind the scenes to make it easier for parents to find the support that they need and for children to get the early development that they need.
Thank
it's
you.
Really crucial and very, very, yes, it's right. A wonderful thing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all for being here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Executive right. Director Kathy Hallis of the Child Care Council of Westchester. Incredible organization with an event coming up on Friday, May 18th. It's called Within Reach. It's the 2018 Annual Awards Breakfast. And the Child Care Council of Westchester is presenting that. And it promises to be a really great event, obviously going to such a wonderful organization helping children throughout our communities. I'm Laura Smith, and we are grateful to be here at Vino 100. It's a great place to get all of your wine that you could ever want for any function, any day. It's called Vino 100. It's on Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains, and they are holding a sort of a toast to this great organization, the Child Care Council of Westchester. And for that, we are also grateful. I'm Laura Smith. And this is Westchester Talk Radio.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and tonight we are broadcasting from Vino 100 in White Plains, New York, a fantastic wine store. And we are being produced by Shark Creative, also brought to you by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Grateful to be here tonight in what is a, well, it's an event, but people are drinking wine. It's a wine tasting, and the proceeds from buying the wine tonight are going to such a fantastic organization, the Child Care Council of Westchester, doing so much for our communities here in Westchester. And Raise a Glass is the name of it. So we've got about a half an hour left if you'd like to come in and buy some wine and have it go to a very good cause. Well, I'm joined tonight by somebody who's not with the Child Care Council of Westchester, but they're with the Junior League of Central Westchester, and they are working in conjunction with doing some really amazing initiatives. Thank you for being here, Michelle Memoli.
Hello. Thank you, Laura. We're very happy to be here to be supporting the Child Care Council of Westchester. And we'd like to just share a little about how we became connected with the Child Care Council.
Love that. Yes.
So as part of the Junior League of Central Westchester, my sustainer advisor and new member advisor, Wendy Armstrong, provided a very inspirational session on the importance of diapers and diaper deprivation that was actually broadcasted on NPR. And what
for the whole country or
yes,
for Westchester?
For the whole country. Okay. And what that did was really offset a fantastic ongoing collaboration that the Junior League of Central Westchester has undertaken with the local county government.
So I heard you right, diaper deprivation.
Yes.
Who knew? I know that when you have a child, and diapers, it seems like that is the never-ending need. And but there's something where people actually are not able to either afford them or it's just too much.
Yes, all of the above. In fact, diapers are very, very expensive.
Yes, and, that I remember.
What the Yale study spoke on was parents having to reuse diapers or make decisions as to whether they were going to feed their children, pay the rent, pay mortgage, or buy diapers. Mm. So real practical issues for us. And living here in Westchester County, knowing what our overall expenses look like, it's really hard to fathom that we have to sometimes make those kinds of choices for our most vulnerable members of our community. Mm-hmm. So in doing our research efforts over a course of 2 years, we had the pleasure of meeting Kathy Hollis from the Child Care Council,
yes,
who was very inspirational. And as we were trying to really project the operations of a real working diaper bank, Kathy and the Child Care Council had offered us space and let us know a little more about how many providers are supported through the Child Care Council in terms of family providers for babies across our county. And that was just another eye-opening statistic, and we're very happy. We have a lot of babies in our county and a lot of wonderful people working as a community to support them.
I've always admired the Junior League doing really the types of contribution, I would say, to the community that just is just so basic in the most beautiful way, like things that people really need. It's like the Junior League always seems to have a focus and a real, you know, a pulse on exactly what the community is really needing. So that's beautiful.
Thank
Do
you
people
so much.
Donate towards that,
so,
the diaper deprivation?
Yes.
Or the diaper, no, wait, what is it? What is it called?
So
the Diaper
it is
League?
It is officially called the Westchester County Diaper Bank. And that,
Bank. Oh, okay.
Yes, and that component is something of what emanated out of the initiative with the Junior League of Central Westchester and Westchester County Government, specifically the Department of Social Services, mm-hmm. is spearheading the collaboration with us. And we are several years into an operating Westchester County Diaper Bank where we are diapering babies across the county. And we have, to date, collected over 400,000 diapers.
Oh my goodness.
And those diapers come from in-kind donations and donated dollars. Everything that we do receive in terms of funding comes from volunteer efforts, and those monies go directly to diapers and the purchase of diapers for
That's
our
wonderful.
Babies. So it
That's
really is
really
great.
Beautiful.
And because the Child Care Council is celebrating their 50th year, we have we're looking forward to another upcoming event that I would love for my partner,
yes.
Wendy
oh, sure.
Armstrong, to share a little about our upcoming support of the Child Care Council, as they were very instrumental in getting this project of the Westchester County Diaper Bank off the ground.
How can people find out how to donate to the Diaper Bank?
Well, I will let Wendy tell you about that in terms of donations. Again, we welcome all clean, unused diapers, and certainly we welcome funds for diapers, and we also welcome baby wipes, because what
yes.
our diaper packages look like are a package of 50 diapers with a box of wipes, baby wipes, and some inserts on helpful tips for diapering, caring, and toileting needs of the baby, mm-hmm. as well as some ABCs of sleeping, safe sleeping, that the county government has supported in terms of supporting our babies and healthy existence.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
My pleasure,
Michelle,
and
Emily,
thank you for
all the
opportunity.
Hard work you do keeping our babies
thank
diapered
you.
In the
and
community.
Stay tuned
yes.
for the...
Wendy Armstrong is going to be coming
yes,
and telling us about...
Please donate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please donate, for sure. Love to know how to do that.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there, Wendy Armstrong.
How are you?
Thank you. Also of the Junior League Central Westchester and part of the Diaper Bank.
That's
and
right.
And so much more. Tell us.
Well, thank you for having us. The only way we can run successfully is with donations. Most of our donations come from the public, and mostly people running drives. We find that a lot of faith-based organizations and corporations will run drives. They put these bins in their front lobbies and things, and that's basically how we'd like to mostly get them. We also, as I think Michelle mentioned, we have once every couple of months or every month, it depends on what's going on, we have packaging events that we'd love for the public to come and help to package. We take the 50 diapers, and then we add the inserts and the wipes, like Michelle said.
When you say 50 diapers, you mean individual, the plastic diapers,
right.
not the hand-washed ones.
No,
like
right.
Our
These are disposables.
Used.
Yeah. Right
yes.
now, it's difficult for us to do the cloth diapers because they're not necessarily accepted at daycare centers nor at public laundromats. So we stick with the disposables for now. So it's a fun, these events are really fun. We have a teamwork thing. Some people count, some people put them in the bags. We have these great big Ziploc bags. And then we also have people counting. We have to put them into inventory, et cetera.
Sure. And where does all this take place? If people want to volunteer to do the diaper counting for the diaper bank, where do they go? How do they get in touch with you guys?
Right. You can go to jlcentralwestchester.org/diaperbank. That tells you how you can donate or also get involved.
jlcentralwestchester/diaperbank.
Right.
.org/.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And also we list our packaging events on the Volunteer New York website. So if people want a package, that's where they should go. And they can look up just the keyword diapers and something will come up.
Wonderful.
You keep hearing me say 50. 50 is our weekly supply, and this is the 50th anniversary for this group here, and we want to donate, so that's what we'll be doing next Saturday.
Oh, very good. Wonderful, exciting. So once again, the website is jlcentralwestchester.org/diaperbank to find out more how you can contribute, volunteer, or maybe just buy some. Diapers,
yeah,
right? Buy some and bring some. Thank you so much,
you.
Both of you
really
today.
Really appreciate it.
Really
okay.
appreciate it. Wendy Armstrong. And for everyone here tonight who has been a part of Raise a Glass to raise money for the Child Care Council of Westchester, thank you so very much. And don't forget, they've got a wonderful event that's coming up. It's called Within Reach, and that is going to be on Friday, May 18th. By all means, go to their website to find out how you can join them and to help celebrate 50 years of the Child Care Council of Westchester. Go to childcarewestchester.org. And I'm Laura Smith on behalf of Jim Cleefield and also Matthew Kyan, our engineer, and Daniela, our wonderful help today. We thank you all, and thank you for listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.